Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the VMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Well, that's the rumor. Rumor has it is Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough are with you every Saturday night at this spot on your dial or on your television set. And we welcome you if you're watching anywhere from Los Angeles to Dallas, Texas to New York City. We're in all those places on television, and we welcome you. Kevin McCullough is my name. And looky there. Looky there from Operation Dallas tonight. He is live. He's in person. And he's looking good, Mr. Stevie B.
Still alive. Now, you know, I don't know when you flip the switch and I'm like on the program here, but did anyone just see me spit my gum out?
No, I don't think we saw that. But thanks for letting us know that you did.
Yeah, no, I did that thing where you try to be polite and you put like a little piece of paper over your mouth or
yeah. Nobody was watching. It did not come across.
And
so you're fine.
I tapped my camera there and said to myself, is this thing on? Is it? Hope they didn't see that.
With the gum on the finger?
No, it was on a piece of paper.
So, oh, okay.
You know, I'm mature.
That came off
more
as
responsible.
Okay. Well, yeah, I appreciate that. And off of the successful run. Hey, Nick, zoom in on me because we're very disparate in terms of the sizes of what we are. Steven's like, he's like all on the camera. And I'm like, way out there in left field. There we go. So Stevie B's back. Now, let's just clear the air here real quickly. The last 8 weeks, you were where, and where before you came back to your home base here? Steven? Did we lose? I think we lost Steven momentarily. He'll be back with us. You know what he did? He was tapping that little the screen again, and he turned his camera off. That's probably what he did.
I didn't do anything. You got me now, right?
You're there now, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll patch that together. I'll give you a
No, we lost your camera. Don't worry about your mic. You can get your hand off of yours because it's gonna look weird on TV. There we go. You're fine.
Thank you.
You're good.
No, so about a little over 6 weeks ago, I had to go back to Hyderabad, India, on this movie we're working on.
See, I think there's some people that think that's not even a real city. Like, what? Yeah. Where was Steven? Oh, he was in Hyderabad. Uh-huh. Where's that?
Well, and then, like everything else, like a fun story from my youth is one time I got in a fight with my brother Billy and my sister Jane, and I went, leave me alone. And they went, what's your problem? I went, well, isn't it obvious? O-D-V-I-O-U, you know, yeah.
Obvious.
Yeah. And they both burst out laughing, going, obvious? And I went, yes!
It's odd, so, and it's obvious. I know what you were trying to say.
So Hyderabad, which is, I thought it was Hydra, H-Y-D-R-A, bad.
Okay.
And it's Hyderabad, H-Y-D-E-R. So, you know, so maybe they don't think it's a real place because I've been saying Hydra, like, you know, Hydra, fire hydrant. I don't know.
See, I have a 32-day-old baby to blame this stuff on. You just have just normal life to blame yours on. So
every day I wake up, I look in the mirror and say to myself, why do I feel like a 32-day-old baby? Okay? That's part of the problem here, buddy.
Yeah. Well, you've been missed. Hyderabad, and then you went from where to where there?
To Warsaw, Poland, for 3 weeks out of the 6 weeks.
Now, that was a different movie in Poland?
Yeah, that was a totally different movie.
So one movie in India, then another movie in Poland.
And back to the original movie in India and for 2 weeks. And I still have to go back the end of May for that one. But then straight from India on the second leg to Chicago for all things...
Thief on the Cross.
Thief on the Cross.
Yeah. Which was, and I got to say, received so warmly by... the brethren there in Chicago, 6 sold-out performances, 6 standing ovations, 6 nights, or 3 nights where 2 performances each. Stephen went out and played this incredible one-man play, like 20 characters in the script that he has to take on at some point in the story, and just a phenomenal job. Still getting good response to it, Stephen. So congratulations on all that, all the way around. And we're just pleased as punch that you're here, because I know it's been a tough year to get you to the to your own radio show, but we're glad that you're here tonight.
Thank you, brother.
And tonight you're in Dallas for another movie, or what's Dallas doing?
No, I'm preaching at a church tomorrow.
Oh,
it'll be fun.
What's church? Give them a shout out.
It's called the Wiley Church, Mikey. Where's the Wiley Church at?
Wiley, Texas, the First Baptist Church of Wiley.
First Baptist Church, Wiley.
Well, see, being a native Fort Worth boy, I know exactly where Wiley is. So, all my Texan homies tonight, get over to First Baptist Wiley tomorrow and support Stevie B and the good people of the First Baptist Church there. Anyway, we got a very interesting show tonight. I was driving to the studio, and I'd already tapped like 3 or 4 stories that I thought we could talk about, and I heard this story that just blew all the others away, only from the mere "how do they get away with it" value I'm like, I hear the news story come across the radio, and I go, I say out loud in the car to myself, "How do you get away with that?" And the people that I was at the stoplight with probably thought I was, like, you know, nuts, because they saw me form the words that come out of the lips. How did you get away with that?
That's very funny.
And at the end of the day, I think, oh, man, we got to talk about this. So there's this story about this Plainfield, New Jersey police captain that did something. I think he should be, like, I don't know, charged with attempted murder or something. But he's getting 1 year for what he did. And then there's this kind of similar story, similar but not similar, completely different circumstances, in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where you cannot shush people anymore in public. Did you know this, Stephen? This is a big deal. This woman shushes these 2 girls in a theater because why? They were probably being jerks, like many people are at the theater these days. And so she wants to see the movie, and so she's like, "Shh, we'd like to wait. Can we watch the movie?" And they get up and they give her a black eye. They get up and they knock her eye socket into, you know, 2 layers deeper into her head. So the question that started coming to mind was, what on earth is going on with civility in the world anymore? Can we even have a civil society anymore? And I've got a couple of questions related to that, because I was like, well, I'm thinking to myself, If I was going to shush someone and I heard this story, would I be still tempted to shush them if I was in public? And should we even be shushing people if they're making noise in those places where we expect quiet to be? You know, like the library, the theater, other places where babies are sleeping. Sorry, I've got baby on the brain for everything these days. But so can we even have civility? And this police story that we're going to get to is also a rather discouraging thing. Now I got to tell you about my amazing morning. Can we just start there? The baby's 32 days old, and so all of the family that we're helping have all left. So it is back to just us, meaning mostly just the bride on most days with 3 kids and just 1 person. We were playing. We were playing 2-on-1 against the first one, and then it was man-to-man, and now we're in zone. Only it's like 2-on-3 when I'm there, and when I'm gone, it's 1-on-3. So, like, it's like out of control in terms of, like, you know, how outnumbered she feels. So on Saturdays, I try to do this nice fatherly thing. So I get up, and I want to, like, just manhandle the schedule, like, from the beginning. So the boys are up. I hear them, you know, clunking around the house, you know, just doing that kind of stuff for, like, a half hour. And I just don't want them anywhere near the baby. So I'm like, here, you stay in the other room. And I get them going with Legos, and I get them set up with a little movie we start watching. And then I go into the kitchen, and I break out the pancake batter. And I start making the pancakes, and we make the pancake, the chocolate chip on command. If you want dried tart cherries with maple, we do that. We do whatever you want. But the gourmet pancakes, they come out. And then I thought, you know, we're gonna celebrate this. We're gonna do a little post pregnancy celebration. I make her this little bubbly drink with some orange juice and some fake champagne, and it's all awesome. And she's, you know, it's like a little mimosa, a little celebration. Only problem is I spill it all over the kitchen floor, just like. All of, now, I still came away from the morning feeling like I had like dominated the morning, because I got it all cleaned up and every ounce of sugar residue removed from the kitchen before mom and baby emerged from baby's breakfast. And I thought, man, if I can do
this. Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too. Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket at you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York every Saturday night, and tonight Stephen is on location in Dallas, Texas. Kevin McCullough here in our New York studios, and I want to say thank you to Biz Television, our great television partner across some 40 cities across America that you can see us in, and we welcome your phone calls if you're watching by way of Biz TV, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, and if you're listening to great radio stations like AM 970 The Answer in New York, or AM 970 The Answer in Louisville, or AM 660 The Answer in Orlando, or any number of other places from Fairbanks, Alaska to Orlando, Florida, New York City to San Diego, California. We are glad to have you here every Saturday at this time. One of the things we like to do, and we've lost our connection to Stephen momentarily. We'll get it back. He's just had a little trouble with the connection there. We're getting that fixed. One of the things we love to do is talk about news stories that actually cause us to think about something that, you know, causes us to relate to the larger society. Not strictly the headlines, but, you know, if Hillary announces tomorrow, what difference does that make to your life tonight? Not a lot. However, kindness in someone's life, basic, decent civility, is always something that's good to be in practice, right? So enter the picture of retired Plainfield police captain Charles Martina of Plainfield, New Jersey. The retired police captain knew that he is and was HIV positive, and yet this retired police captain, someone who knows the law, goes and seduces not one, but two different amorous relationships, and decided that he would not tell the ladies that he was amorous with of his HIV condition. Now, the intriguing thing about this at this point in time is that he was led away in handcuffs. He will be placed on probation for 3 years. He only got 1 year as a sentence for this crime. He's required to undergo a psychological evaluation and treatment if recommended. He has 11 days jail credit already. But he's 67 of North Plainfield. He pleaded guilty to two counts of a diseased person committing an act of sexual penetration, a third-degree crime. He faced a maximum of 10 years in prison after failing in an attempt to get the charges dismissed. Now, last I checked, this has changed a little bit, but the last I checked, HIV is something that they haven't found a distinct cure for. Now, they've figured out ways to delay death and to delay the onset of symptoms, and they've had some success with some of these drug cocktails and so forth. But up until just recently, it was pretty much a fatal thing. You get it, you're going to die eventually. How do we argue as a civil society that this man only deserves 364 days in jail for basically knowingly giving this this disease, which is not all that transferable outside of sexual activity, but inside of sexual activity, it has a pretty good chance of being transferred. And he does it to two people without telling them. I don't understand how our justice system works, but does 1 year in jail sound like a good deal to you for a man that does this type of thing? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. He was the head of the Plainfield Police Narcotics and Vice Squad, which is kind of interesting because his job is to, like, find people that do really bad things. And he was charged in October of 2011 when two women came forward to say they had sexual relationships with him, but he did not tell them that he had had HIV. And according to the complaint against him, a 45-year-old woman from North Plainfield told authorities she'd had a relationship with Martino from May of 2008 through January of 2011. And he never told her? According to the complaint, they also said a 61-year-old woman had had relations with him in February of 2011 through August of 2011. He retired as captain in 2000 after nearly 28 years with the PD, according to the employment records. But this is a guy that is was charged for the bulk of his career with the public trust. This is a guy whose oath he took was to protect the citizens of the area of New Jersey with which he served. What has happened to common decency in our land? How do we just have police captains say, I can just do this and just get away with it? Does the fact that he's only going to get 364 days in jail have anything to do with the fact that maybe some people do think they can get away with it? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And shouldn't the sentence be a little bit worse because he is a cop? Or was? Shouldn't there be a little bit of an extra penalty because he is just one of those guys that should have known better? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. I'm curious as to your thoughts on this. And I'm wondering if it had happened to someone that you knew personally. If this was something that happened to a sister or an aunt or a cousin or somebody in your family that you had personal connection to, how would it sit with you that he got 364 days with 3 years probation for this act? Okay, that's exhibit number one in our "I believe all decency is probably dead" topic tonight. The second story took place in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, where a woman suffered a broken eye after a movie in which a group of teen girls pounced on her. The local television station, WNEP-TV, which broke the story, said that she shushed them for being loud and cursing. Because God forbid we tell someone don't curse in public. Worse, the attack didn't occur during the heat of the moment inside the theater. The woman told the television station that the girls jumped her after the film let out. They immediately jumped up on me and knocked me to the ground and punched me in the face, adding that the original girls were waiting with five other teens. She told WNEP that she hopes someone will come forward to help police catch the suspects. They were in my face. Their face is in my head. If I see them again or in a lineup, I know exactly who they are. Stroud Area Regional Police Chief William Parrish says authorities are looking at video from the mall, and they believe they have a picture. In fact, if you're watching on television, I think we just put the picture of them up. But here's my question. Is civility completely dead in 2015 America? Are we just living in the land of savages now? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Want to take your call. Want to know what you think. Stay with us. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, live from tonight, both New York and Dallas, Texas, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and Stephen Baldwin's in Dallas, Kevin McCullough here in New York. And we're talking about civility, and Stephen, you're back with us. I'm assuming you're back with us. I don't hear you.
Oh, I'm here.
There he is. Okay, good. Ivan had to turn on your microphone. It's don't worry.
Well, I'll take a snapshot later of what I've concocted here to be our world-class
What's amazing is your picture looks better than mine, and you're on the road, so that's not even fair.
If I were to show you how I've achieved this picture, you literally wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, okay. Well, and people listening by way of radio couldn't care less, so we'll do that at some point in time in the future. Did you hear the setup for the stories? The cop here in New Jersey has sex with two women, knowing that he's HIV positive. Repeatedly with one woman from 2008 to 2011, another one during that same stretch with this other woman, 2011, early in the year till August of that year. Then he gets reported and gets arrested. He gets 364 days in jail for not telling them that he's HIV positive. 3 years of probation. And he's a retired narcotics and vice officer. I'm scratching my head going, how on earth can that even be the outcome to this? How does anybody think that that's just? What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I could be the dumb guy and make an observation or have a perspective based on dumb guy thoughts, which is, well, are they now HIV? And, you know, like, blah, 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 blah. But it doesn't matter. I'm with you on this. I've been a significantly involved fundraising individual for AIDS research and so on and so forth in my career. So, no, it's not acceptable. Obviously, he has altered the direction of the lives of these people emotionally for life. What's the difference between this and walking up to them with a box cutter and slashing their face open and scarring their face for the rest of their life?
Or taking taking a hypodermic that has some sort of toxic substance in it and injecting it into their skin. I mean, I kind of think it's kind of like maybe not attempted murder, but there's something more than just, oh, I deceived them about my disease kind of charge, I would think.
The question becomes, Kevin, this is the interesting question that I just came up with. Has he harmed them or not? Has he harmed them? Obviously, he's getting 365 days, but, you know, with this well-documented, life-threatening disease, I guess he hasn't harmed him too bad. He's only getting 365 days.
Well, and can we know that just yet? I mean,
then if I'm the judge, you get 365 days. Oh, and if one of them becomes HIV positive, you get another 5 years. And if one of them dies of AIDS, well, then you're in for life because it's murder. I don't know. Is that the solution?
See, I would be very comfortable with something along those lines. But it seems to me, and I'm wondering if being a cop gave him some sort of, like, I don't know, special consideration on this. I don't.
Could be.
It doesn't seem like if it was just, you know, some guy from the hood walking down the street and he did the same thing, I would think that there would be a little bit more of, like, throwing the book at him. But maybe I'm wrong. He's a retired narcotics and vice squad cop, so he's dealt with the really bad guys.
What's your question about it?
Well, I don't think that 364 days is a legitimate punishment for it, and I, especially if they do end up, and we don't know, and maybe we're not going to know because of the Medical Privacy Act. You know, the women don't have a responsibility to tell the public what happened. It may be pertinent to his sentencing, but that's probably something that they can keep sealed. But I just think if you go, okay, you can do this, and all you're going to get is 11 and a half months in prison, I don't know that that's a deterrent to the next guy that's going to do it the next time that the opportunity presents itself. I don't think it's a deterring sentence to the situation.
And not only that, the guy's going to get out in 11 months. What's going to stop him from just having sex with another 20 people, unprotected sex, and then, okay, so he gets 3 years. So some people are sick enough like that where they don't care. They'll go do the time a year, 3 years to have, you know, better sex, blah, 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 blah. So I think, if I understand correctly, your question is the 365 days justice enough?
Yeah, I don't think it is, but I'm interested in what other people think.
Oh, I don't think it is either. And I think that you're going to have a difference of opinion here by a lot of people, because after your question of, is that judgment enough? My question is, you know, and do you think that this guy really harmed these people in a way that's
okay, relevant? Stay with us. We're taking your calls next.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit criticalhealthnews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to criticalhealthnews.com. That's criticalhealthnews.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your Subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
There's a live shot of the Brooklyn Bridge. If you're watching on Biz Television, we welcome you to the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. It's a weekly broadcast here on Saturday nights, 9 to 11 Eastern. If you're listening by way of radio, we're grateful that you're there as well. We're talking about civility, simple civility in society. There must be an expectation that's just way out of the window now. I mean, forget it. We've thrown the baby out with the bathwater on the whole thing. And one of the stories that's making us realize this is that this Plainfield police captain, retired, he was a crime fighter for 28 years. Put the bad guys away. HIV positive decides to have lengthy sexual relationships with at least two women, and they reported him. They said, we didn't know that you had HIV, and he got tried, found guilty, and he's going to go to jail for 364 days. 888-340-3373. I don't think that's just. It doesn't feel just to me. And I think a very uncivil society is the one that would give such a lenient sentence. Stephen Baldwin also here from Dallas, Texas. He's on assignment tonight. He feels similarly. And, Stephen, we're ready to take some calls if you are.
I would love to.
All right, let's go to line one. Gino from the Bronx up first. Hey, Gino.
All right, first of all, I'll take on the general issue of a lack of civility. I absolutely agree. We have had a coarsening of our society for the last 50 years, and certainly even before I was born. So that's a given. But if you want to talk about the specific case you're talking about, the police chief or retired chief in Jersey, simple explanation is he pled guilty to a misdemeanor. He's a first-time offender. He had no criminal record prior or during. So obviously he's entitled to a jail term and 3 years probation, which is what we used to call a split sentence when I was a PO.
He's still a JAG, but I hear what you're saying. He's still a JAG, but he's still...
But either way, now you want to talk about the other case where the woman tries to keep a bunch of unruly mongoloids from interrupting her and everybody else's viewing pleasure at the movies. That could be a simple assault. And again, if they have no prior criminal record, they get a few days in jail, and they too can get probation. But they got to plead out to it. If they go to trial and they lose, that's when they go to prison, or when they go a full jail term for a year or longer. So there's the explanation for that. Now,
so, Gino, let me ask you a quick question, Gino, because you know
no problem.
You know the laws are relevant to all this stuff. So, you know, in your perspective now, or what you're sharing about the facts, is the civility lost here in the reality of these people and these individuals having the ability to plea to lower sentences and judgments?
Unfortunately, in a court of law, that's the last place you go to find civility or the truth. The bottom line is, if the law allows for a criminal defendant to get a lesser sentence because he takes a guilty plea and he spares the state and the prosecution from having to go to a long, drawn-out trial, they're going to be lenient on these people. So it has really nothing to do with a lack of civility. We all know a lack of civility exists and has existed for decades now. Just by the mere fact that I can get away with calling you fancy boy and I call Kevin a Nancy boy, I'm just teasing the two of you. So you know I have no ill will or attempt to demean the two of you. If I came to the studio and I smacked the crap out of both of you, then I'm going to get arrested regardless of whether or not I got a prior criminal record or not. When the judge will take into account that I at least have had law enforcement experience, I have no prior criminal record, so a simple assault on either you or Stevie B would result in me getting maybe a few days at Rikers Island, and then I get a probation officer who will be just as big a ball buster as I used to be.
Another question.
PO.
Okay, one more question from Stevie B.
Yeah, no sweat.
So did I hear you correctly? This guy was a police captain, and Kevin, is he correct? Did I understand that correctly? The guy has only been given a misdemeanor?
Obviously, because if you don't do, if you're only sentenced to less than a year in jail, that's a misdemeanor. If he pled out to it, that's how he got the split sentence. He gets a time in a county jail, and then 3 years with a PO like me who will bust his balls and make sure he never does anything stupid.
Well, the news report doesn't say whether it's a felony or misdemeanor. It just says he pleaded guilty to two counts of this, and this is the crime, diseased person committing sexual penetration without the knowledge of the other person knowing that they're diseased.
In all likelihood, in Jersey, that's going to be a misdemeanor. 20 years ago, let me tell you one last point, and it involved me personally. Two of the scouts that used to be on my caseload tried to give me the AIDS virus when they spit on me, and they spit on correction officers who were guarding them at Rikers Island. They got a lot of time extra in addition to the prison terms they were going to get, because at that time AIDS and the AIDS virus was considered an incurable disease, and you, in effect, were giving your victim a death sentence.
Yeah.
Today, 20 years later, with that drug cocktail that they've come out with, now they complete it all the way down to a simple assault and do a few months in jail and the rest of the time on probation. So that is where the lack of your civility comes, because we have gutless weasel judges appointed by Bolsheviks that have lowered the sentence and lowered the standard for all of us to abide by.
Okay.
That's why there's a lack of civility,
yeah.
And that's why you got thousands of murderers walking the streets of the Bronx and Brooklyn every day and twice on Sunday and everywhere across the nation. If we started executing some of these people, then you wouldn't have that lack of civility, and you'd have a lot more people's lives spared, especially from this guy who potentially gave these two women a potential death sentence, even though they probably consented to the sex without knowing that he was an HIV carrier.
Well, of course they did, but they have the right to know that for sure in terms of their... Okay, Gino, thanks for the call. Great information to start the discussion. I don't think it really changes much of anything, though. Because, Stephen, as I'm thinking about this, you know, this is the kind of thing that if one man knew that another man did this in a community, the gentleman would go have dealings with him and deal with it. And the other story, the girls beating the woman up at the theater for just shushing them. 30 years ago, you were afraid of an adult that told you to shush and to be quiet. You respected them,
right,
because you didn't want them to tell your parents. Now, you not only disrespect them, you can go beat the crud out of them and not think that you're going to experience any criminal charges for it. I mean, this is a bold new world we live in.
Yeah, no, I understand the common sense, old school. Well, you know, forget old school. You know, but like everything else, Kevin, these types of dynamics are changing. You know what I mean? It's you know the bar of civility has obviously been lowered, brother. I don't know that it's dead. I still have a hope and a dream when I see.
Oh, I can hope. I don't know if it's going to matter, but we'll talk about it. We're coming to you live from New York and Dallas. He's Stevie B. I'm KMC. It's Baldwin McCullough Live.
This is a nationwide announcement for consumers owing back taxes to the IRS. The slowdown in the U.S. economy has forced renewed action by the Internal Revenue Service. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlement amounts from qualifying consumers who owe back taxes. If you're eligible, your back tax settlement may be discounted by thousands of dollars. A specially assigned national hotline has been directly routed to Defense Tax Group. Consumers may now call and check their eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Financial stability is a major priority during this slow economy, so you're advised to dial this national hotline number now, 800-678-4191. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, you may now find significant relief. You could save thousands of dollars if you qualify. Call now and get free vital information and to check your eligibility for a significant tax debt reduction. Call the Defense Tax Group now, 800-678-4191. That's 800-678-4191. 800-678-4191.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So glad you're with us tonight from New York City and Dallas, Texas. It's the sights of Baldwin McCullough Live and Kevin McCullough here in our New York studios. Stephen Baldwin on the road. He's speaking tomorrow at the First Baptist Church. Oh, how are you? In Wiley, Texas tomorrow. So if you're in Wiley, Texas, you want to go see Stephen. He'll be there speaking at the First Baptist Church tomorrow. And we are also very, very grateful for the partnership with MyPillow.com that has allowed this broadcast to continue to come to you in great places all across the country. MyPillow.com, the founder of which is Mike Lindell, came and strongly supported the Thief on the Cross events in Chicago last week and the national broadcast that occurred on this platform and many others over last weekend. They are still celebrating their 10-year anniversary, and they're being named the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow product. The official selection as the official bed pillow for the National Sleep Foundation. And tonight, friend, if you have never tried the MyPillow, I want you to do it. Because not only, if you don't like it, send it back for 60 days. They'll give you your full refund. But if you do decide to keep it for the next 10 years, they'll warranty that pillow. And if it ever goes flat, if it ever doesn't do what it did when you started out using it, they will replace it at no cost. It is the best pillow I've ever used. And when I was in Chicago for nearly 10 days a couple of weeks ago, I didn't have my MyPillow with me, and I felt the effects. 10 straight nights of tossing and turning, hideous, hideous sleep. And when I got home the first night, I went right back into REM cycle because my MyPillow was right there on my bed. Friends, pick up the phone and call and see for yourself. Try it. You've got no risk to it whatsoever. And when you use our promo codes, you're going to get 50% off the cost of that pillow as a celebration of their 10-year anniversary. They've sold 5 million of these. 800-506-2641 is the number. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641, or go online to MyPillow.com. And you can use STVB or KMC, either one. Those promo codes will get you 50% off when you call or when you go online. Everything in your shopping cart, they'll discount by 50%. 800-506-2641. Get a MyPillow for every person in your house. They will thank you for it. It will change your life. All right, so glad you're with us. We're talking about the death of civility. And real quickly, before we go to our next break, let's talk to Ralph in Red Bank, New Jersey. Hi, Ralph. Welcome.
Yes. Good evening to the both of you. Now, regarding these narcotic and vice cap, you said something on the radio to describe him as very interesting. Now, I find the irony or ironic in this situation here in that there is no virtue with regard to this man having sexual relationship with women, knowing full well that he is HIV positive. About civility, Kevin, you have a lack of leadership at the top, it's bad enough, and you know, this acting president, you know, this figurehead doesn't set the example as far as civility is.
Of course, it goes all the way through society. I get that. And Ralph, good point. The whole society is becoming less civil, not just one.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case.